time to Brother Pena for the message. Let us pray.
天父, 这个讲台是你自己的。
Heavenly Father, this podium is yours.
请你洁净我们两个在这里来侍奉。
And please cleanse both of us so we can worship you.
也请求你掌管一切。
We pray that you will control everything.
但愿我们今天在这里所讲的都是从你那里来的和讨你的喜悦。
So everything I speak be from you and will find gladness in you.
奉你儿子宝贵的名祷告。
We pray in the precious name of your Son Jesus Christ.
Amen. 今天这个题目你们有没有觉得很怪？
Do you find any odd weirdness in the topic today?
我想了很久。
I thought about it for a long time.
可以等一下，希望借助我们在这里的讨论，这个为什么用这个题目，会慢慢的更明白。
I hope you'll realize the purpose after our discussion today.
我相信，所以我，然后好像是个空白。
I believe, therefore I am. There seems to be something unsaid afterwards.
所以我们完了以后，可以把这个空白把它填起来。
I hope after the message we can fill the space.
可是我怎么会想到这个问题呢？
But how did I come to this question?
大家大概都知道，我今年1月1日退休了。
Many of you know I retired January 1st this year.
在我准备退休这一段时间，
During my preparation for retirement,
每个人都问我，
Everyone asks me,
你退休以后干什么？
What are you going to do after retirement?
你要做些什么事啊？
What kind of things are you going to do?
你一定要继续忙哦。
Are you going to be keep yourself busy?
不忙你就有麻烦了。
There'll be trouble if you don't keep yourself busy.
我就在想，
I've been thinking,
我既然退休了，为什么还要做事啊？
Why do I still need to work after I retire?
这不相矛盾吗？
Isn't that conflicting?
为什么人一听到退休，好像说，哎呀，这真是危机来了。
Why do people think after retirement trouble will come?
在我想为什么有这种想法的时候，我有一天我突然就想到，我们以前在大学念这个有一个叫做英文的俱乐部。
This reminds me, while I was thinking about retirement, about this question, is in college there is an English club.
我们在那个里面曾经谈过，讨论一些很多不同的问题，不同的主题。
During those times, we've talked and discussed a lot of topics and questions.
有一句话对我印象最深的，用英文说是 I work, therefore I am. 我工作，所以我。
And that's a quotation that had a very deep impression on me.
这是据说是第八世纪一个威尔斯的一个 monk 他所说的一句话。
This is probably a quotation from an 8th century Welsh monk.
那么我们讨论的时候，我们对这句话的结论是什么呢？
Well, through our discussion, what is the conclusion on this quotation?
结论就是说，对我们差不多每一个人来讲，工作决定我们的一生。
For most of us, on average, the work we do kind of determines who we are.
我们的自我感。
Our
sense of self.
sense of self,
我们的自我价值，
our self value,
我们的生活方式，
the way we live,
都是靠我们的工作来决定的。
It's relying on our work to be determined.
更尤其人与人之间的交往，
especially the interpersonal communication.
假如说你遇到一个人，
for example, you encountered a person.
你从来没见过，
you've never met.
你不认识他，
you don't know him.
你今天见到他，两个人开始交谈。
You just met him and you started talking.
不晓得多少时间过去，有一个人就会问你是干什么的，你做什么事。
Not long, one of the two will ask, "What do you do for living?"
对不对？你有没有这个经验？
Is that right? Do you have that experience?
为什么我们要问？
Why do we ask that question?
因为假如我们不知道这个人是做什么的，
If we don't know what this person does,
我们好像没办法决定怎么样跟他交谈。
We cannot determine how to communicate with this person.
啊，你是工程师。
You're an engineer.
哎，你对工程师有一种想法。
You have a perception of who engineers are.
哎，你是老师，小学老师。
You're an elementary teacher.
你对他有另外一种态度。
You have a different attitude.
他说我是律师。
Say he's a lawyer.
你的态度更不一样了。
You have another different attitude.
这就是说，为什么我们的工作好像决定了我们的一切。
This is why I say our work determines everything else.
也就是有人说，假如有一天我不工作了，
it's kind of say, for one day if we don't work,
我可能就不知道该怎么生活了。
I don't know how to live.
你每天早上起来干什么？
What do you do after you wake up tomorrow morning?
所以这大概就是他们问我， 你退休以后干什么？
This is probably the kind of questions.Why they ask me what I will do after retirement.
那更进一步的来想，
Let's think about it more.
工作带给我们很多好处。
A work brings a lot of good to us.
没有，这是不可否认的。
That cannot be denied.
可是工作呢，也带给我们不少的困难。
However, work also brings us a lot of trouble.
工作带给我们有疲倦。
Work brings a lot of tiring, being tired.
可能不仅仅是身体的，精神方面的疲倦都有。
Not just physical, but also emotional.
工作带给我们有烦恼，有忧虑。
Work will bring us a lot of worrisome.
工作也带给我们有贪心。
Work brings to us greed.
工作也带给我们有骄傲。
It also brings us pride.
所以我们可以就是把这个未完成的这句话把它完成，我们可以这样说。因为我工作，所以我疲倦。
So we can say, I work, therefore I'm tired.
因为我工作，所以我有忧虑。
I work, therefore I'm anxious.
因为我工作，所以我有贪心。
I work, therefore I'm greedy.
等等。
And so on.
那么工作并不坏。
Work is not bad.
我们的的确确需要工作。
We do need to work.
可是我们不应该让我们的工作掌管我们的一切。
But we do not want work to dictate everything else.
使徒保罗也是工作的，对不对？我们知道他是 tent maker. 支帐篷的。
Apostle Paul also had a job.
而且当初很多传道人都是代职侍奉的，一边工作一边为神工作。
A lot of the apostles had a job while being in the ministry.
所以我们不能让我们变成工作的奴隶。
So we do not want ourselves to be slaves to work.
这样子我就把今天的这个题目就给它想出来了。
So this is how I have developed the topic for the sermon today.
因为我工作，所以我现在变成因为我相信，因为我有信心，所以我。
So I've changed from I work, therefore I am, to I believe, therefore I am.
所以我跟今天大家分享有四点。
So I have four points I want to share with you today.
第一点，因为我相信，所以我有安息。
First, I believe, therefore I have rest.
第二点，因为我相信，所以我不忧虑。
Second, I believe, therefore I am anxious about nothing.
第三点，因为我相信，所以我谦虚。
Third, I believe, therefore I am humble.
第四点，因为我相信，所以我有希望。
Number four, I believe, therefore I am hopeful.
虽然说是四点哈，可是不会有太多的时间。
Though I have four points, we won't have much time.
那么我今天选的这个题目的经文是加拉太书，大家都很熟悉，五章二十二节二十三节。
And today I picked a very familiar passage from Galatians.
那么我为什么选这个呢？
Why did I choose this passage?
我在想，也许我们可以说这一节这两节经节就是圣灵所结的果子。
I've been thinking, this must be the spiritual fruit.
这个是圣灵所结的果子。
This is the spiritual fruit.
因为我相信，我才会有圣灵的果子。
I believe, therefore, I bear spiritual fruit.
所以这里圣灵的果子是有仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制等等，那么这一些就帮助我们的生活。所以我们讲的这说，我们相信我们有信心，我们相信我们不忧虑，我们相信我们会谦卑，我们相信我们有希望，都包括在圣灵的果子里面。
So the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And with these, we can say, I believe, therefore I have rest. I believe, therefore I'm anxious for nothing. I believe, therefore I'm humble. I believe, therefore I'm hopeful.
那么我们的经句背诵是选的也是跟这个有关系的，是不是？我们刚刚都已经念过了两遍。
Our memory verse also have connection to this.
因为我们的信心让我们胜过一切。
Because of faith, we can overcome everything.
所以我们现在先来看第一点。
So let us look at number one.
因为我相信，所以我有安息。
I believe, therefore I have rest.
我们工作的生活一般的来讲就是忙碌。
Generally speaking, our work is busyness.
所以你在美国，人见到人问的是什么？
That's why in the United States, when people meet each other, that's what we ask about.
忙不忙？
Are you busy?
我们不问吃饭了没有？
We don't ask, have you had lunch?
有人说中国人见面都是问你吃饭了没有？
Some people say when Chinese people see each other, you ask, have you ate?
那是以前的，我们来美国以前的。
That's before we come to the United States.
到了美国以后，我们也变成忙忙忙忙，你忙不忙？
After coming to the United States, we become very busy.
哎呀，好累呀。
Oh, I'm tired.
不仅仅是只谈到身体的疲倦，也可能包括我们心情跟精神上的疲倦。
It's just not physical tiredness. It's also emotional and spiritual.
你有没有这种经验啊？你虽然在睡觉。
Have you had experience while you were sleeping?
可是你虽然睡觉，你没有得到安息。
While you're sleeping, you were not having peace.
你睡觉的时候，可能你会想，做梦都梦到你工作的事。
While you're sleeping, when you dream, you probably dream about work.
可你突然间想到，我有一个这个 deadline 还没有忙完。
You're probably thinking about there's a deadline that's approaching.
我记得以前我跟 Alice 我们常常去听音乐会。
I remember when I used to go to concerts with Alice.
我坐在那不久就开始就想到工作的事情。
Not for long while sitting in the concert hall, I started thinking about work.
他就想到我该办的还没有办。
I thought about the things I should have done.
他在那里享受得很好。
She was enjoying the music.
我就没办法。
I couldn't.
所以我们大家都有这个经验。
So we've all had this experience.
我记得以前我看过一篇散文，这篇散文的名字叫做 The Sweetness of Doing Nothing. 所以中文应该怎么翻呢？就是不做事的甜蜜。The Sweetness of Doing Nothing. 不容易啊。
That's an essay I've read before. The Sweetness of Doing Nothing. That's something that's not easy to do.
有的时候我们可以享受到，哎呀，这一十分钟真是舒服，什么事都没有想，什么事都没有做，就在那里享受。
Sometimes I've thought about doing nothing for 10 minutes. It's such an enjoyment.
有很多人退休以后他说什么？
What do a lot of people say after they retire?
那我退休以后比以前更忙。
I'm much more busier.After I retire.
我在准备退休的时候，有一个很有名的人，他也在准备退休。
While I was preparing for my retirement, there is also another very famous person preparing for.
这个人是 Don Shelby， 有没有人听过这个名字？他是 CCO 的 Evening Anchor， 他是报新闻的。
So Don Shelby is a anchor for a news station.
Channel 4.CCO WCCO 的，那么他退休了。
So he retired.
他退休以后，听他们讲，他有20个 directorship 做的 board of directors.
So after he retired, he will have 20 directorship.
做二十个 board director， 我相信他也还很忙啊。
I must say.With 20 directorship, he will be very busy.
不仅仅开会，你要读这些，读那些，等等。
And not just with meetings, but you'll be reading this and that.
所以，耶稣基督在马太福音，我们很熟悉的11章28节那里的呼召，他说：“凡劳苦担重担的，到我这里来。”
So Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden."
我们就是那个担重担、劳苦担重担的人。
We are those heavy laden.
我们的重担是不是我们工作给的
？Is our heavy laden coming from our work?
你们可能很多人说是。
Many of you might say yes.
可是我说不是。
But I say no.
工作不错，给我们很多辛苦。
A work is good. It gives many things to us.
可是工作不一定会把我们压得很重。
Work should not weigh us down.
耶稣在这里说，凡劳苦担重担的，也很相近的跟他在登山宝训里面所说的一样。
It's very similar to what Jesus has preached before. About who labor and are heavy laden.
是在登山宝训马太福音第5章那里所谈的。
Matthew, similar to what Matthew chapter 5 talked about.
那里谈到所谓的福, 大家记得吧? 有八个, Beatitude.
There's about 8 Beatitudes.
第一个, 五章三节, 他说, 虚心的人有福了。
Those who are humble will be blessed.
所以他说这个 humble 这个字我们听起来跟虚心很近，可是我也看很多英文版的翻译，他说什么？他说 poor in spirit. 我就在想什么叫 poor in spirit， 我一直不懂。后来呢，我知道他是什么意思，就是虚心的人。什么虚心的人有福了？虚心的人跟我们劳苦担重担的有什么关系？
So I've thought about in Matthew chapter 5, the spiritually poor are very similar to humbleness. So why do the humble people be blessed?
这里所谈的是这个劳苦重担担重担的人，他们的问题不在乎他们工作的劳累，而在乎 属灵上的缺乏。
When Jesus talked about all who labor and are heavy laden, he's not talking about people's work. He's talking about the spiritual deficiency.
假如我们属灵上有缺乏，我们的重担就会重。
If we are spiritually poor, our burden will be heavy.
那么耶稣也在谈 我们一个人所要追求的所谓的成功，所谓的成就，所谓的幸福，而不是在那一种属世上的追求。
Jesus talks about the things we go after is not the success and the happiness in this world.
因为 一般的人会想到，属世的追求是一种恶性循环。Some
people say the worldly pursuits are a vicious circle.
为什么
？Why？
你要多，会更多。If
you want more, there are more.
你拿到更多，你要更多。If
you got more and more, you want more than that.
你把那个更加可以加不完的，是不是？
You can repeat the word more for many times.
你越加，你的担子就越重。
The more you add the word more, the heavy the burden is.
人常常问。
People often ask.
一个爬山的人，他爬到山顶上看到的是什么？
What does a mountain climber see when he gets to the peak?
有没有人有答案？
What's the answer?
看到更高的一个山。
You'll see another higher mountain.
这是我们的重担。
This is our
用属世的办法来追求所谓的成功，追求所谓的幸福，是没有止境。
There will be no end if we pursue worldly success and happiness.
那么虚心的人有福了。
The humble will be blessed.
虚心的人不靠自己的力量。
The humble ones do not rely on their own strength.
不靠自己的能力。
They do not rely on their own abilities.
虚心的人就是依靠的是神自己。
The humble ones rely on God himself.
所以耶稣说，你们到我这里来喝我的生命的活水，不会再渴。That's
why Jesus says, when you come to me and drink from me, you will never be thirsty.
所以这是我们为什么我们会觉得劳苦背重担，是因为我们的追求的目标，追求的方法。
That is why our labor and we are heavy laden is because our method of pursuit.
所以耶稣说你到我这里来,
That's why Jesus says, come to me.
用我的办法,
Use my ways.
依靠我,
rely on me.
他的担是轻型的,
his burden is light.
我记得我以前很久没有唱过的一首诗歌里面有这样的歌词, 这是英文的, 他说, I am weak. I am tired. I am worried. I am worn. Take my hand. Lead me home. 我不晓得，我找不到，本来想找这首诗，没找到。这就是。 我们属世的状况, 我们是 weak, 我们是软弱, 我们是疲倦, 我们有忧愁, 我们是筋疲力尽。
These words remind me of our worldly sufferings and tiredness.
所以我们求耶稣拉我们的手, 带我们回家。
So we ask God to lead us hand by hand.
因为我相信,
because I believe,
所以我有安息,
therefore I have peace.
第二个, 因为我相信, 所以我不忧虑。
A second, I believe, therefore I am anxious for nothing.
我们忧虑的是什么?
What are we worried about?
马太福音六章讲得很清楚。
In Matthew chapter 6, it's stated very clearly.
25节到26节。
Verse 25 to 26.
所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么、喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。 你们的天父尚且养活他，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？这个是很清楚的，这就是我们所忧虑的。It's
very clear in this passage. This is what we worried about.
你们有没有唱过这首中文的诗歌？
Have you sang this Chinese song?
野地的花穿着美丽的衣裳，天空的飞鸟也不为。
The wild flowers are dressed well, and the birds in the air are also the same.
Yeah, 这是我们所忧虑的。
This is what we are worried about.
是不是吃的、食物、健康、衣服？
Food, health, and what we wear.
这是我们所忧虑的，这是我们所注重的，这是。 我们集中我们的思想在这个上面。
And this is what we concentrate our thoughts on.
耶稣后面接着说什么？
What does Jesus continue to say?
说你们这小信的人啊， 野地里的草今天还在， 明天就丢在炉里， 神还给他这样的装饰， 何况你们呢？
Oh, you of little faith, therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink, or what shall we wear? Continue.
Yes.
For the Gentiles seek after these things.
No, no, no. 你们神还给他们这样的装饰，何况你们呢？这就是表示说，神对这种鸟都帮助他，何况我们不是他会更会照顾我们吗？这个意思。
So what he's saying here is, the Lord looks after the birds in the air. Why wouldn't the Lord look after us?
在神的眼里面, 我们是他的子女, 我们不会比这些更贵重吗?
In the eyes of the Lord, we're his children. Aren't we more precious than the birds in the air?
所以在34节他说什么? 他说不要为明天忧虑, 因为明天自有明天的忧虑, 一天的难处, 一天当就够了。
Therefore, in verse 34, it says, therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day at its own trouble.
使徒保罗在腓立比书 教导得很清楚。
Apostle Paul taught in Philippians.
四章六节说，应当一无挂虑，一无挂虑。
It says in chapter 4, verse 6, do not be anxious about anything.
那你说我不一无挂虑，我怎么办？
But you can say, if we're not anxious, what do I do?
保罗说，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
But Paul says, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
保罗说，凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，就跟主耶稣说的那个在马太福音六章说，你们要先求他的国和他的义，是一样的。
It's the same as what was talked about in Matthew 6, the command of to seek God and His kingdom first.
这就是我们如何对付忧虑，我们不可能没有忧虑。
This is how we combat anxiousness.
可是忧虑来了，我们要这样子对付。
When anxiousness comes, this is how we combat.
主耶稣叫我们先寻求他的国和他的义。
The Lord wants us to seek His kingdom and Him first.
保罗要我们借凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢。
Paul wants us to do everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving.
这两节经节相同的地方在哪里？
What is the similarities between those two verses?
当忧虑来的时候，我们交托给神。
When anxiousness comes, we give it to God.
求他的国，求他的义。
We go after His kingdom and His righteousness.
我们要把神的话语当作我们的依靠。
We want to rely on the word of God.
我们寻求神的话语，寻求神的义，我们的问题就容易解决了，神就会为我们解决了。
When we seek God's kingdom and His righteousness, our problems will be solved.
我们最近在成人主日学，我们在讨论天堂弟兄介绍的那个书叫《认识神》。
In the adult Sunday school, we've been studying the book with Tianton about
knowing God. 那里面第一点说我们要常常思想神。
The first point in that book is we often think about God.
常常思想神。
We often think about God.
就是寻求神的国，寻求神的义。
And often thinking about God is pursuing His kingdom and His righteousness.
诗篇第一篇说什么？
Psalms chapter 1, what does it say?
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想的变为有福。换句话说，我们就经常的思想神的律法，喜爱神的律法，这样我们就会有福。
We will be blessed if we often think about God's law and meditate on it.
这是我们最好对付忧虑的办法。
This is the best way to fight anxiety.
因为我相信，所以我没有忧虑。
I believe, therefore, I'm anxious about nothing.
第三点。
The third point.
因为我相信，所以我谦卑。
I believe, therefore, I'm humble.
谦卑很重要。
Humbleness is very important.
有多少人听过一个人的名字叫John Wooden?
How many of us have heard of the name John Wooden?
举个手看看。
Can you raise your hand?
听过这个名字的有多少人喜欢打篮球？
How many of you like playing basketball?
很多人喜欢篮球，很多人不知道John Wooden。
A lot of people like to play basketball, they don't know the name John Wooden.
John Wooden 今年六月去世了。
John Wooden passed away last June.
很可惜，是一个真真正正的基督徒。
He is a true Christian.
很多人不知道。
A lot of people don't know.
很多人只知道他是很有名的篮球教练。以前的篮球队员。
A lot of people knew that he was a very, very successful coach and a very successful player.
他在 UCLA 做 coach 的时候，给他们拿了连的继续不断十年的 NCAA 的冠军。
When he was coaching at UCLA, they won 10 NCAA championships.
不间断的十年。
Consecutively.
他最多的纪律是一连赢了88场球。
He also won 88 games straight.
他今年这个纪律才被人家打破。
This year it was, the record was broken.
被谁打破的？
Who broke the record?
University of Connecticut 女子球队把它打破了。
Yes, the University of Connecticut women's basketball that broke the record.
我跟你谈江武等，不是谈这些。
I'm not discussing these things.
江武等讲过三句话很重要。
There are three sentences John Wooden said are very.
我先用英文讲，然后用中文把它翻译出来。
I'll first read it in English, then Chinese.
Talent is God given.Be humble. 才干是神所赐，要谦卑。Fame is people given. Be thankful. 荣誉是别人给的，你们要感谢。Conceit is self given. Be careful. 自傲是自己给的，要小心。一生我们有任何的事情我们值得骄傲吗？
Is there anything we can be proud of?
Anything 有任何事情我们值得自己骄傲吗？
Is there anything that we can be proud of?
当我们信神，我们就会有神的智慧。
When we believe in GodWe will have wisdom from God.
有神的智慧的人会喜爱神所喜爱的，会恨恶神所恨恶的。
Well, for the people who have wisdom from God, those will love what God loves and hate what God hates.
所以箴言里面说，八章里面说什么？说耶和华恨恶的有一个是骄傲。
So in Proverbs 8:13, it says, the fear of the Lord is a hatred of evil, and one of those is pride.
所以耶和华恨恶骄傲，我们也应该恨恶骄傲。
So because the Lord hates pride, we ought to hate pride.
彼得前书，彼得一书，彼得前书五章五节这样子讲。说你们众人要怎么样？要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。我们要彼此互相顺服。
So in 1 Peter 5:5, it says, "Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another."
做基督徒。
As Christians.
我们要向神顺服。
We ought to submit ourselves toward God.
我们也要向彼此互相顺服。
We also submit ourselves to one another.
雅各书说，这第四章，他这里说什么？
What does James 4 verse 6 say?
这里说，但他赐更多的恩典，是到神赐更多的恩典。
When he gives more grace,
这里说是更多是 more， 好像是一个数量的多少。
When it says more grace, it sounds to be numerical.
其实这个意思并不是更多，而是更有力量。神所赐的恩典更有力量。
In here, it doesn't say more grace; it's more of the intensity of grace.
更有什么力量？比什么更有力量？
More grace, but compared to what?
比撒旦更有力量。
It's more power than Satan.
比属世的欲望更有力量。
It's more powerful than the worldly desires.
我们要想要谦卑不是那么容易。
We want to be humble, it's not easy.
我们这个人肉体属世的人是非常骄傲的。
Our flesh is very prideful.
撒旦要我们骄傲就像他自己一样。
Satan wants us to be proud, just like himself.
我们假如能要克服这个唯一的办法是靠神所赐的更大的恩典更多的恩典。
The only way we can conquer this is with God.
所以我们信有信心的人我们信神的人可以做到谦卑。
Therefore, those of us who are faithful can be humble.
你知道退休的人最怕的是什么？
Do you know what the retired are most
afraid of? 我想了很久我考虑到很久。
I've thought about it for a long time.
哦、oh, 你退休了。
Oh, you're retired.
哦、oh, 你无所事事了。啊、oh, 你不重要了。
Oh, you're not important anymore.
对不对？其实这些事情假如我们从信心的观点从基督观点来已经就不重要了。我本来就没什么好重要嘛。是不是我们本来把工作看得太高了嘛也说不定。我并不是说工作不重要而是我们要把这个重心摆得正。
I'm not saying work is not important, but we ought to put our heart at the right place.
就跟很多太太们说人家问我你有没有工作他说我只在家里面做家庭主妇。
It's just like when people ask ladies, what do you do? And ladies would say, I'm a housewife.
只做家庭主妇他这么说。
I just do housework.
这现在你问人不问人家是你是不在家里做家庭主妇你问你人家你有没有在外面工作。
And now that you don't ask people what you do in the house, you ask them what's your occupation outside of the house.
其实在家里面做也很重要。
Actually, working in the house is also very important.
所以因为我们有信心所以我们不骄傲我们可以谦卑。
And that is why I say I believe, therefore I am humble.
第四点是因为我相信所以我有希望。
Number four, I believe, therefore I'm hopeful.
这个退休的人，没有信，没有宗教背景的人，没有信仰的人，怕的是什么
？What do the people who face retirement and what are they afraid of？
很多人说，哎呀，我退休以后啊，我没有什么指望了。
That's why a lot of people say, well, after I retire, I have nothing to look forward to.
就好像我就在这里等死了。
It's like I'm waiting to die.
我今年七十岁。
This year I am 70.
假如我可以，神允许我可以活八十几岁。
If God willing, I live to age of 80.
Maybe a little more than 80. Just kidding. 哎，我还等十二十年呢。
It's 10 or 20 years.
那我等什么呢
？What I'm waiting for.
假如没有信心的话，等的是很可怕的。
If we don't have a belief, it's very horrifying to wait.
We're waiting for the horrifying thing. 对不对？就好像那个财主跟拉撒路两个人都死了。拉撒路到哪里去了？到亚伯拉罕的怀抱。那财主呢？在那边受罪，连一点水都没有。
It's like the landlord and
the rich man and Lazarus.
Oh, the rich man and Lazarus. And when they both died, what happened to them? Lazarus ended up in the arms of Abraham.
所以很苦啊。没有信心的人不能到天堂。
It's very horrifying. The people who don't believe will not go to heaven.
所以你假如还没有信，我劝你在退休以前赶快信。
If you don't believe, I beg you to believe before you retire.
Even much sooner than that, huh? 我们希望在哪里？
What is our hope?
没有比这句经节最美丽的。
There's nothing said more better than these two verses.
启示录二十一章三节的跟四节。
Revelation 21 verse 3 to 4.
请你念一下好吧。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away.
不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。他要擦干我们的眼泪，对我们是一个期待的，这么好的期待。
This is a great hope for us to see.
耶利米也说，神有个计划，神给我们的计划里面包括我们的盼望跟我们的平安。那么这里启示录是一本非常好的，值得我们多花时间念的、学习的、研究的。
Revelation is a great book that we ought to study and meditate on.
这个启示录又被称为是展示性的经节。
Revelation is said to be
apocalyptic
book of the Bible.
是什么意思？是从希腊文来的。
What does it mean? It's from Greek.
你知道希腊有很多这种雕刻，你们看过那些嘎的神的雕刻，这个各式各样的雕刻，大理石的雕刻。
There is a lot of statues and carvings in Greece.
普通的雕刻完以后，用个布把它盖起来。
After it's done, they put a piece of cloth over it.
到了正式的时候把它打开来给大家看，展示出来，这个意思。
When it's time, they lift the cloth and show to people.
我们要去的地方神已经给我们准备好了。
Where we're going to go, the Lord has prepared for us.
神借着使徒约翰让我们先看一看。
The Lord, using Apostle John, have us have a preview of heaven.
这是我们要去的，我们可以等待的、期待的。
This is the place we'll be going, and this is something we hope for and wait for.
这是神的帐幕。
This is the Lord's tent.
他的帐幕在人间，他要与人居住。
This is where the Lord will be with us.
不同不停地跟我们住在一起。
He'll be living with us, never ending.
这是我们的福气。
This is our blessing.
我们可以说中国人一句话，这是我们得天独厚的福气。
It's a Chinese saying we have a lot of blessing.
Yes.有人说英文说是 the blessed state， 是这是我们得天独厚的一个福气。
This is our blessing。
我相信。
I believe。
所以我有希望。
So I have hope。
我相信，所以我有安息。我相信，所以我不再忧虑。我相信。所以我能谦卑，我相信，所以我有希望。
I believe, Therefore, I have peace. I believe. Therefore, I'm anxious for nothing. I believe. Therefore, I'm humble. Therefore, I believe. Therefore, I am hopeful.
所以我现在不工作了。
So I no longer work.
但愿在神里面能够得到他的继续得到他的祝福。
I hope I will continue to receive blessings from the Lord.
大家也是一样，你还在工作，也是一样。
Are you the same, all of you? You're still working.
假如你在属灵的生命上有长进，有丰富。
If you have spiritual growth,
你就不会受到你工作的重担的压迫。
You will not suffer under the heaviness of your work.
因为我们会更做的更努力，更有信心，更有力量。
Because you will work with more strength and confidence.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
慈悲的天父，我们感谢你。
Our gracious Father, we thank you.
我们感谢你，因为有你与我们同在。
We thank you because we have you to be with us.
你也知道我们每一天的忙碌。
And you also understand our busyness every day.
我们但愿你的恩典降临在我们每一个人的身上。
I pray that you will have mercy among all of us.
赐给我们有力量,
to bless us strength.
不让我们为属世的缠绕而受到重担。
So we will not be heavy laden by the worldly worries.
让我们不但在属灵里面有长进,
so we not only have growth spiritually.
在我们每一个人的工作的岗位上，我们会工作的更有力量，更有兴趣。
We also have strength and interest in our work.
我们祷告呢，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.